Patton talked about how he was able to, his versatility is what made him so attractive to you guys to begin
yes.
with. Where do you come down on spreading him too thin in his very first training camp? Should he be specializing?
Well, if we spread him too thin, we did back in the spring, and he really handled it well because he practiced at center there as well. So actually, going into this camp was maybe a little bit less of that to be more detailed and address the issues I just got done talking about. So that's what we're doing from that standpoint. But it's not too big for him. I mean, it's not too big for him mentally, and it's not too big for his personality. He's not going to be starry-eyed when he plays. I mean, he's reminds me a lot of Joel Bitonio in there. That part's not going to be too big for him.
Obviously, his proficiency at a lot of positions makes him very attractive to you, but is there actually a spot on that line where he is stronger than the other ones, or is he just that good at all of them?
Well, that's being played out right now, and if he is, he'll be in there.
How is Alex Mack doing?
He's doing good. He's got as great a player as Alex is, and as proven a player as Alex is, long before I got here, just getting back into consistently being down in a bent position. I don't see any lack of movement, but it's been a while since he's played. I mean, he hadn't had the pads on since, when was that, October? Early October against the Steelers there a year ago. So it's more of those things, but he came back in great shape. Mentally, he's the smartest guy I've ever been around, and so I just say those things.
Greco isn't going to be an easy challenge for Irving to unseat. Just your opinion of Greco's play last year and this year.
Last year, John did a great job for us. John really exceeded my expectations a year ago, and he's played well this fall. He's a competitive guy. He's a veteran. He knows how to play. He's smart. John's obviously an important guy, and I like the way he's played so far.
Coach, last year Bitonio came in right away and lined up with the starters and never missed a beat, it seemed like. Can you compare where he and Cam's development are at this point?
Well, I think that part of that is what was here last year and what's here this year. If Cam would have come in and Bitonio wasn't here, maybe Cam would be where Bitonio was just because of depth. So these are great questions, and they're great problems to have. Much better than who in the hell is going to be the next guy stepping up, right? Trying to fit a puzzle of talented players together. That part of it's going to be really good. As far as a comparison, Cam's a different type of guy physically. He's longer. He's athletic. Joel is a little bit quicker. But they're both – they do remind me, and I already just said this, but they do kind of remind me of one another from the being able to handle things mentally, and from what I anticipate, how Cam will handle the pressure of a game, which I think he'll do just fine.
What was this team from Michael Bowie? Michael Bowie, I know he's a physical player, and he wanted to put the pads on.
Michael's done a great job. First of all, he got here. He's lost a lot of weight, gotten himself in great shape, done everything in the offseason we asked him to do, reported back. I just started coaching Michael this spring. He was on our team last year, but he was injured and was not around. So I'm learning him as we go, but I've been very pleased with him. He can move well. He's tough. He's got a physical element to him. He's not near where he needs to be from consistently doing what we want him to do, but he's certainly put himself in position to help us. There is no doubt about that, and he's done a great job since way back in February when he walked into my office and we had a talk, and he was 40 pounds heavier than he is now.
If Irving doesn't unseat one of the starters, people are going to say, oh my gosh, there's another wasted first round draft pick. How would the coaching staff feel if Greco just holds him off?
Well, the best five are going to play. I remind these guys all the time. Here's how I look at them. And my role as the coach is to put the best five guys on the field for the Browns to win and make every guy in that room as good as he can possibly be. So however that pans out, that's how it will pan out. As far as a waste, absolutely not. I mean, you have a – regardless of how much Joel would have played last year or this year, regardless of how much Cam plays this year, we're certainly glad he's going to be a great player here for years. Mm-hmm. So, I go back, and I know it not to be evasive, but these are great issues to work out because you got good players.
Coach,
that's what it's about.
I'm sorry. How unique is Cam's skill set and that ability to plug him in potentially anywhere?
That's unique because he's long enough and rangy enough to play tackle. He's quick enough to play guard. He's smart enough to play all those. So he has the ability to do that. And when you have the ability to be that versatile, that usually means your opportunities are going to be greater. I mean, we can plug him in at a variety of spots, and so you know that's unique. That's unique. I'd say Joel and him were very similar in a lot of ways. But Joel, even though he played tackle, he's got a little bit more range than Joel does. He's just a different body type. That's all.
Did you have a date when you want to get that best five settled on the calendar?
We don't play till September 13th, so we'll figure it out by then. No. Right now we're just, and so we still got another install to go. Next day is go on short yardage. Then we got another one the next day. Then we're gonna go down in scrimmage, and then we got a preseason game, and then we got to go to the Bills, and it'll work itself out.
The other day, Mike said that he expected Joel to make a big jump from year one to year two, and he said it's saying something because he played at such a high level last year.
Yeah.
How would that kind of show up on the field, Joel making another big leap from year one to year two?
I think Joel's got to be in a position where. Although I would say this, for a young guy last year, he did not give up a lot of bad plays or make a lot of mistakes. He's even got to be even more consistently good, and he was very good last year as a rookie. And that's the challenge when you're pretty good or good at something, it's harder to get better. What's the good thing about not being very good? Well, there's great opportunity to get better, right? So that's going to be a challenge for him. But I reminded him right after the season, by no means has he arrived. He's got to look across at himself, across the league, and appears at his position. And if he wants to be something special, he's got to play better than any of those guys.
There, with such a veteran starting unit that you have, there isn't a lot of yelling, a lot of coaching moments for you. It seems there has been a few for Irving. Is that just because he's a young player?
Sure. Yeah. Yes, I'd say yes.
I mean, you're not going to bitch at
Yeah, but, you know, I tell these guys, we can't assume that our line's going to be a good line. We can't assume anything, right? Even Joe Thomas, we understand what Joe's done. He's done something nobody else has done before. But when we line up in New York on September 13th, that really doesn't mean a whole lot, right, for Joe, right? It's what we do this year, and so that's true for all of us. So we can't assume anything just because we have veteran players.
Yeah, I think the other day I was watching the one-on-one pass block drill, and it seemed like Cam got beat two plays in a row and then got mad. It was yelling at himself because it happened. Have you noticed anything that he's struggling with in particular that you're trying to coach
him? Yeah, let his hands go when he's taking a pass set and punch. Keep his eyes consistently on his target. Not worry about what the defender's doing, but just work the techniques and then evolve as you go stuff like that. Again, it's generic, but fundamental things, because that is the key. And like, we go to pass rush right now, we shouldn't be worried about what the defender's going to do. It's about what we're doing. Down the road, when we're matched up, then we have to know our opponent a little bit more than we do at this.
Is some of that due to the fact that he's just been an offensive lineman for 2 years?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm sure that probably has something to do with it.
I mean, it's not like he played it as a freshman.
Defense, but probably.
There's a lot of learning to do.
There is always a lot of learning, yeah. And then plus we multiply all the schemes really by two because you do so much more at this level. And so
how much chemistry?
Making strides in those areas.
Absolutely, yes. He's been good.
How much of a chemistry continuity guy are you along the lines of? If you go with the five excluding Irving, those guys have played a ton together,
and
they seem to all like each other.
Well, there's certainly something to that. I would say this, though. The number one thing is you got to put the best five players on the field.
Why? Your answer.
Those are the coaches don't win games, the players win games. Your job is to put them in a position to be successful as best that you can and make each one of them as good as they can be. So just because a guy knows a guy better is not going to have any bearing that someone else won't play because of that.
Obviously, scouts and Ray thought very, very highly of Irving's talent, or he wouldn't have been up there at 13 or whatever it was.
Absolutely. I mean, we all did.
What all do you see that makes a guy a upper-tier first-rounder as opposed to a guy who maybe has a chance to start and is drafted in the third round?
I think really talent. Ability to, and what we're asking to do specifically with him, ability to move, athleticism, and toughness and physicality. But that's even improved as we've come. But I'd say those things.
Do you see there's a competition between Mitchell and Bowie, or it guess Mitchell's the right, you know, the first team right tackle.
There's always competition. Yeah, and I explained that in the first one. Yeah, there's competition. Sure. Yeah, Mitch knows that. Sure.
Do you expect Michael to get more reps with the ones? Or
well, I've kind of balanced them out and tried to give those guys that that have not started for us a few more reps than the guys that have. A, because they need it to have the opportunity to compete. And B, some of the older guys don't need as many reps. Joe Thomas or an Alex Mack coming off the injury that he has. And so, yeah.